Nishmas.
Hesher Bas
Hesher.
Bas Yakovzev.
Bas Yakovzev.
My mother, she passed away 5 years ago.
How does that work?
It's a matter of, the Gemara says
that's why I called you on the phone, because I think
right, because the Gemara says that they wanted to give cover to, I think it was Piskio, so they made a base medrash near his cover. So you see that there's a concept of cover, using Torah as a medium of cover. So you can't learn for somebody. So the Rav said, you can't learn for somebody, you can learn for yourself.
Right.
But you could say that the Torah is for the cover of that person.
And
you're giving cover to the Nifter.
That's for yourself, for your own benefit.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Right.
How's that cover for the Nifter?
I mean, you're learning.
Learn Dharma or something. So
that's
an honor or something.
Right. Well, you're saying that the Torah is a vehicle of cover, just like they made a base on Medrash on his nearest kever to show that he was a person of Torah. So here too, when you do that, you say that this person was a person of Torah.
Does it only make sense in that instance when the person is a person of Torah?
Yes.
Right. Well, if it's a person that didn't value it, then
that doesn't make sense.
The Rosh Hashanah is a learn that somehow it helps the mace, right?
Learning? The Rosh said learning, you can't do that.
That's how they talk about it.
Learning you can, you're just specifically learning.
What? No, you can't learn Torah to help the person. Mm-hmm. But the Gemara says you can't be mispalo, because it's a good mispalo for Acher.
And tzedakah also, right?
Basically. And tzedakah also, yeah.
And how does that work?
Tzedakah...
That's after their niftar?
Yeah, after their niftar.
Yeah, mesim tzedakah, that's when Yom Kippur, you mask the...
Neshamas.
Neshamas of mesim, and you do... That's the real yizkor. The yizkor that they introduced on Yom Tovim was introduced later, because people were very depressed. So they did it in order to enhance the Simchas Yontif, because they were killed by the pogroms from the Christians. The Crusades, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So they lost a lot of people, so Yontif people used to be very sad. So they introduced the Yizkor to counter that.
Measure
of Rabbi Akiva
and...
Yes, Measure of
Rabbi
Akiva
that... He said to somebody to take...
Kaddish,
yeah. Yeah, so how does it work? How does kapara work for somebody when they don't do anything? And once it did, I thought the soul was fixed at the time of patira.
Mm-hmm. Why would it be a yom din and chesmes according to that?
Well, that's what I'm asking. I don't understand that.
I mean, how could tefillah work?
How can anything work?
Well, tefillah you see work by.
I'm not saying. I just want to say. Ah.
Reuven also.
I just want to
say. Wishes his power for Reuven.
I want to understand.
Oh, yeah. Achi Reuven Vayamas.
Yeah.
Right.
Also, Avshalom, I think I heard something like that. After he died, David.
Was my lamb from Meganim.
Yeah.
To me, can spell for a mace that what? That the mace should be an Olam Haba?
It seems so. I mean, that's what the Gemara says.
Mm-hmm. And how does that work?
Metaphysical problem, huh?
Rough crowd. I'm just saying, does it work if you don't understand how it works? You don't know what you're doing other than being misfollowed?
Well, you don't understand how electricity works, but it works.
Yeah, but it doesn't add to my perfection.
And how does it work?
And tzedakah.
Definitely helps.
I think I wanted to say, where did they learn that from? Kaper la'amcha Yisrael asher padisa Hashem. So it means the Ole Mitzrayim. Asher padisa Hashem. So mikan sha'amesim shichum kapara. I guess insofar as they're a part of the klal, and the klal gets kapara, so they're a part of the klal, so they're included in the klal. That all of klal Yisrael should have kapara. They're a component of the klal. So if the klal is mispal for them, so it makes them a significant component. That's what I think we want to say.
Yeah, but praying for an individual mace?
I guess you're saying that that we're all one, and in one sense we're individuals, but in another sense we're all components of a whole. So you'd be mispowered for them as a component of the whole.
So why doesn't it work that way with learning?
No, because Torah is the benefit of ideas. How could you learn for somebody else and give them ideas?
Yeah, so what does it mean by kapara for them? I mean, they're
from
not
tefillah,
gonna,
only tefillah.
Now, I understand, but what does that mean, kapara? That they can get a higher level in Olam Haba?
Right, Mikansha Mason Shiva Kapara.
And so Mikanshama actually has an aliyah in that sense.
Insofar as it's a component of the whole. And you're being responsible for that one, for that person, so you're including the person as a component in the whole.
Oh, you mean you can't be responsible for an individual mace?
No. Oh, you mean like a bayachar wasn't
an
individual mace?
That's right.
Right.
Yeah, but he was a significant component of the whole of Torah. Because he was his Malama Torah Meir, he never stopped learning Torah. I told you his minus was not that he denied Torah, Misinai. He believed in Torah Misinai. But otherwise, if he didn't, he'd be Tohal or Rishonim.
Isn't it Kel Mali for an individual?
Well, it's the individual, but it's insofar as the individual is a component of the whole.
That's it.
And then what do you say about it, that you raise the level of the whole and therefore he comes with it?
Yeah. He's a component of the whole. If you forget about him, so then he's not a component of the whole anymore. But
why?
He hasn't.
And why is that totally new remembering him?
Because he has no significance to the whole.
Even if he just has significance just to you?
Hmm?
He was the family member, let's say. Significance isn't really just to you.
I guess they're including everybody in the basic kinesis. That's why they do it in the basic kinesis. You don't do it individually.
In the what?
You don't do it individually, you do it in the basic kinesis.
You get Kel Mali and Shabbos here?
You get Kel Mali and Shabbos making the basic kinesis. Mm-hmm. So it's
to reflect part of the tzibur.
Part of the tzibur.
But in other words, when you say that neshama has an aliyah, that's in the possibility
that's
for an individual.
Not
understand. Okay, but when I understand. But in other words, when you say it affects the soul of the departed, it only affects the soul of the departed in the same manner affects the entire tzibur that was departed.
That's correct.
So it can't affect one person individually and not others.
No.
Okay.
Is tzedakah you saying that?
And tzedakah is the same thing. When you give baskars neshama, when you give tzedakah for an individual askaris neshama, it's for the same thing.
Right.
Are you saying that this would be something that the individual would have wanted to do, and therefore you're saying that he was part of the klal when you give tzedakah?
That this is something the individual would want to do.
Meaning that they recognize themselves as part of the klal. That's another way to, you know, now that they're part of the klal.
Yes.
Yeah, right. I'm sure there's a lot of
that. That's right. I mean, that's the kapra wa'amcha. They're part of the yam.
So the best you're saying is that the zechus for the departed is that he should be remembered as part of the tzibur.
The fact that he's remembered by the tzibur.
Or an individual, a son or a child who is a mesora, is part of Klal Yisrael.
Right.
So does it make sense to put in some kind of tefillah in your Shemona Esrei, or is that private thing? Does it not matter?
That doesn't matter.
But specifically, like the example.
Unless the person's like a gadol agachar, like Yes, he was a significant opponent.
And then the Tzibur would be Misbal then?
Well, the Chachmei Yisrael.
Right. But an individual could do it in his tefillah, in other words.
No, you're saying usually that wouldn't make sense.
Oh, it can't.
Except no, you don't say a mole in your tefillah.
No, not kel mole, but in other words...
You don't say anything. It's not
so you can't be Misbal for an individual to have kapara after his misa.
No. Privately, no.
So it only is in the kel moles or in Yiskron,
that's it.
Right. What about there's a minog that at the house when they're sitting shiva that they say le'ilay nishmas this person before they make a bracha. Is there any?
That's a chassidish.
See, it even creeps into the Sfaradim too. Okay. I know they do that a lot.
They do that too.
Yeah.
They do brachas. They make a lot of brachas.
Yeah.
I once went to pay a shiva call. I didn't leave for 2 hours because they gave me a meal there.
Really?
100 brachas. Yeah.
Isn't it based on the amen? It's based on the amen.
And the Yishalmi. Yishalmi says that there's no tzak.
Right.
So how could the Rif Paskin like Rabbi Akiva? And what did he say to him? He said, Lameim, and what was Gemara's Havnei Gemara's Maskan? Right? Okay, so. What's Gemara's Havnei Gemara's Maskan? Quran says on the side of the Rif that why did the Rif say Halacha Rabbi Akiva?
Yes.
Because Halacha Rabbi Akiva mechavero.
He's giving a general rule of tzak.
General rule of tzak.
That's the problem.
A general rule, a generic rule of tzak.
And Gemara didn't do that.
Gemara didn't do it.
I mean, he's not just saying that there's two possibilities, we have to pick one, but he's actually...
Possible.
Using the principles of Psalm.
Right.
Well, if that's the general rule, is that more of a problem on the Gemara itself? Or the Gemara just didn't say that? It's not so much a problem on the Rif.
What's the difference? It's a problem.
Shimon Oya?
Oh, yeah. Lameim the Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel k'r Rebbe Akiva Sirilei v'amar Rebbe Akiva malchus and kedushas ayom amalahu Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel amal kedushas ayom imma zechronas amalahu amar av zera lomar shetokim amalchus. Okay, so what does he mean? So what was the Havnei, what's the Maskana?
Right.
He holds the Yotze pound because he didn't stop him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess
the first step.
Right.
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 It's a whole...
it's clear. You say if you do like a Rechem Ben Neri.
Yes. But according to the Rif, you're not.
According to if you're not?
No, because it's a Loch Rebbe Kiva. A Loch Rebbe Kiva
Mechalero. Yeah, it's Pesach.
But I think the confusion is based on, we're making a mistake here, that there were different periods. In other words, when they said Halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechavero, that's when they were all of a minion on that particular
issue.
On that particular issue. That was later. But at the time when Rav Shimon Gamliel confronted Rav Yochanan ben Broka, at that time they didn't have Halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechavero.
Oh, it all
came later. So he was saying that the niyuk should be like Rabbi Akiva, because lo hayu noigin can't be up.
Right.
So at that time there was no psak. It was just a nihug because it was a bezm gadol. Okay, so then the Gemara asks a question, since he said that Halacha k'Rabbi Akiva, shall we say that he held with regard to the Kedushas Hayom also?
Right.
So the Gemara says no, because he held that you say Kedushas Hayom Be'emtza. And in Yavne, apparently, there was no Nihug on that one. That's what you have to say. That in Yavne, so he was referring to the Nihug in Yavne, that they were token for Malchus.
Right.
You follow?
Yeah.
But there was no Nihug in Yavne, Benogeya to Kedushas Hayom, where you put it.
Right.
So the Gemara and the Havamina thought that he's saying Halach Rebbe Akiva with regard to both elements of the Noeg Yavna like that. So the Gemara says, no, it's only with regard to the element of Tkias.
Yeah.
That was the Nieg was established. But there were, apparently there was no Nieg established with regard to what? Where you say the Kedushas HaYom, like, whether it's like Rabbi Akiva or whether it's like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel.
Right.
And the Rif Paskins like Rabbi Akiva, that was later when they were only Old Dominion. That's what you have to say. Okay.
So that means we should be saying that even
I don't know.
But do you show
so it? I didn't hear the Rav. So, Hanach said that the Rav. It could be, I mean, I'm sure he's right. I'm sure he's right. But I don't understand it. Now I don't understand that.
What do you show me?
No, the Yishalmi was before they were Old Dominion.
Before
the... Yeah, Yishalmi's going on Rav Shimon Gamliel.
It's just a straight Gemara, no?
I understand that, but the Gemara is saying that the Gemara is referring to a time, a period of time when there was no Psak at that time. It's a story about that time.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Doesn't the idea of halacha could be
given? He says, where they know they could be given. He says, Yochanan ben Yuri, you're
still yeah, but the Shami doesn't say that they agree that the other one's right. Where do you find Machlek to say that the other one's right?
No, I'm saying they're not arguing with the other. That's not what they're
not arguing. It doesn't say that. It says because there was no Pesach yet.
The argument on how the Shimon Esrei was Misaki.
See, the Brachos.
It doesn't say that. It says, if you know I did. They say if you go to a place that no longer Rabbi Akiva, you don't Rabbi Akiva. Who does you didn't go?
Yeah.
Not because Rabbi Akiva is moda that Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri is right. I mean
it's all truth is Yisrael. You don't see anyone doing it anywhere else. It seems like it was accepted as Pesach.
Like,
is there a difference?
They halacha Rabbi Akiva mechavero. It's not lachatchila. It's not halacha. The Kofayel Halacha.
Oh, okay, I'm not saying
this. Between Rabbi Eliezer, Shabboson Zichron Chua Mikra Kadosh, Shabboson Zekedushas Ayom, Zichron Elu Zichronos, Chua Elu Shofros, Mikra Kadosh, Kachay Basias Malacha. Right?
Mm.
Okay, and along comes Rabbi Akiva and says, no. That's wrong because you're looking at it for the objective.
Mm-hmm.
But you should look at it as in terms of the substantial halacha. And in terms of the substantial halacha, the essence is a halacha. Okay?
Right.
But there's another problem. Problem is that the order of the pasuk is not going to be good, according to Rabbi Akiva. Because according to Rabbi Eliezer, Shabboson is Zichron Mikra, Shabboson is Kedushas Hayom, which is the first tefillah. Zichron is the second one. And true is Shofros, that's what we have it, Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros.
Mm-hmm.
But according to Rabbi Akiva,
mm-hmm.
that the first one is what? Shabboson is Issa Malacha, Zichron Trua is Zichron Shua is Shofros.
Right. Zichron and Shofros.
Where's Rabbi Akiva again? Shabboson is Asiyas Melacha. Zichron Elu Zichronos.
Right.
Okay. And Trua Elu Shofros.
Right.
So, and Mikra Kodesh is Kedushim. So Kedushim Yom is out of order.
Because last.
Last. We looked over, we overlooked this.
Right.
Wouldn't that be a problem? Why didn't he answer him back that it's not in order?
Is the Torah necessarily telling you the order of the brachos? Just telling you the things you have to say.
The order is not important.
Well, I mean, maybe the order is important, but it's just not necessarily being conveyed to the Seder.
So why did the Torah put it in the proper order?
I did.
So the Rambam in Perek Aleph notes 2. Okay. It's an interesting thing. He says, in halacha beis, elachi of mitzvah zu kachu, sheyehi adam mispalo mischanim b'chol yom, umagid shvacho shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yachar kach shol tzorachov, shu tzorach lahen b'vakosho b'tchino, v'yachar kach nosin shelach v'odayu l'Hashem ala tova sheshpil lo kol echa v'echa k'fi kocho. Right? Then he says, Imaya Rabba Marber Bitachanun Bitchino Vakasha Vimaya Ral Swasayim Medaber Kefi Yochlo Ubachole Shayirza Vachain Minyanat Filus Kol Echo Vecho Kefi Yocholto Yeshem is Pau Pamachas Beyon Vyeshem is Pau Pamam Harbe Vakolem is Pau No Chachamibdosh Bachol Mokom Shayir Vachain Ayadora Tomid Mimosha Benu Adesa. So they didn't daven three times a day. Once, and each guy in according to his own lashon. What happened later? Kivan shegolu Yisrael b'mei Nevuchadnetzar ha-rasha nisarvu b'paras v'yavon u'shar umos v'noldu ha'em bonim ba'artzos ha-goyim v'osan ha-bonim nisbalbalos fosom. Vahoyas fasko echad ve'echad mu'ureves milishonos harbe. Yechivan choyem edaber eino yochel edaber kol tzorko b'lashon achas ela b'shibush. Shenema v'neyem chatsi medaber ashdudis ve'eino makir medaber yehudis u'kolashon hambam. U'mibnei zeh kishe ohoya echad nehem nespawel Tikotzer l'shono l'shol chafatzav o l'hagid shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'lashon HaKodesh ad she'arev imo l'shonos acheros. V'chivan sh'ro' Ezra beis dino kach omdu v'tiknu lahem shmona esre brachos ala seder. Sholosh shonos shevach l'shem v'sholosh achronos adoyev v'mtzayis yesh bahen Shailas kol varm shame kmo avos l'chol chefte ish v'ish l'tzorch etzibur kulam k'day sh'yoruchos b'fi yakov yolamdo osam v'tiyat tfilas eilu ha'alogim tfilas shleimah k'tfilas ba'al ha'loshon ha'tzacho u'metnei inyin zeh tiknu kol ha'brachos v'tfilas ha'siduras b'fi kol Yisrael k'day sh'yay kol inyin brach ha'orach b'fi ha'eleg. Then once they did that already, v'chein tik mishem minyan atfilos k'minyan akabonis. Okay.
Why does that have to?
Yeah, it's funny, right?
Yeah.
But it, can't someone be doing bakasha tzachas l'shona?
So come no.
Today in English.
See the Rambam. That's hitting the right spot here, because the Mishnah in Sota says ve'elu ne'amarim b'chol loshon.
Right.
Right. Where's that Mishnah here? Did I bring down Sota?
No.
So how do
you
say Sota, Vidui Meiser, Kriyas Shema, Utfilo, Ubirchas Amazon, Ushfuas Eilis. You will not find the Rambam on Tfilo. The Rambam Dawid, Tur Vashukhanar Harachayim Simikafalos of Dawid. But there's no Rambam.
The Mitzvah says, Chalashan has
tefillah. Has tefillah. In the Mishnah. Parsha Sota, Vidu Maisa, Kriyas Shema, and tefillah. In Kriyas Shema, you have it. Take a look. Where's that? Beis Gimel. Maimini, Perib Beis, Meilchus, Kriyas Shema, Alocha Yud. Read the Rama.
Tori Adam is Shema, Becholashon, Shia Makira.
Okay, good. What about...
But he has it for tefillah, right? He just read the one for tefillah, no?
What's that?
Can you just read it? The Rambam says, Deraisa Vidu B'chol Lashon.
No. He says that the reason why they were misogyny is because it was a defect. Because
they had to combine different languages.
Because it was a defect that they... And some of them only knew the other languages. Some knew few languages mixed together. Some
to mix it together.
It's not just that it's a mix. It doesn't matter. I mean, if that's the way they're talking, they understand what they're saying. Well, what about the mix? Why could you do Kriya Shema?
Why could you do Kriya Shema with the mix? Because
yeah.
You're not living in Hashem. It's not like you
So don't get started yet.
Okay.
Let's get the facts first, okay?
Mm-hmm. You say simple in the Rambam, if Doraisa, if you're misspelling English, there's no Kriya Shema?
What are you saying?
According to Rambam, simple, you're saying if you're Doraisa, if you're
misspelling
English.
Yeah, Rambam doesn't care about the mix. I mean, the mix, the problem with the mix is that you're including another lashon. Because if you're not allowed to do it according to the Rambam, even if you have the whole lashon.
One language, all English.
Yeah.
How do you see that?
Because the Rambam doesn't bring it down.
So why is he even talking about the chatzi this? That's just say they didn't know Hebrew.
Good question. It's a good question. I'm raising a question. Okay? What does Rambam say in the Pirush Mishnah? He says an interesting thing.
But all those things have fixed text, no? In the Mishnah? All those things have a fixed text?
Doesn't say that.
No, but I'm saying besides Tefillah, like Kriya Shema, Parsha Sota, all those have texts?
No.
Which one doesn't?
None of them. No, it's all they're all the same.
I mean, it's all Chazal or Misakin, Tikkun Brach or something like that. No, I'm saying like you're reading a text normally. It's like a bracha.
Shema Esrei is a bracha.
That's what I'm saying. It's a little different. Kriya Shema is a parsha.
I gotta get one more second. The Rambam in our Pirush Mishnah says like this: Nemar besota v'omar hakohen leisha ubaba kabbalah b'chol lashon shu omer. V'omer befidi ma'ase v'amarta ofnei Hashem lekecha b'chol lashon shata omer. U'kvar bi'arnu vidi ma'ase perachum esechet ma'ase sheni. V'ama bekriyas mashma b'chol lashon shata shemeya. Utfilah yedua umespalim b'nei adam b'chol lashon va'onam ze betzibur. Avo biyachid yizoher ba'atzmo shelo yispalel ela b'lashon hakodesh. That's what we have.
Tefillah b'tzibur.
Yeah.
Does he mean the chazaras hashem? Vama
b'birchas hamazon, there's a mistake here. V'rachta b'chol lashon shatam v'arach. That's the way Ibn Tibbon has it, but
Kafach must have it.
Kafach has it differently.
Sounds strange.
Also, yeah. So what caused Ezra to be misakin the tefillos that we have in the Shmon Esrei was what?
People making mistakes.
Because of the Shibush HaLashon. Shibush HaLashon. It wasn't a good Lashon. It was mixed up from other Lashonos or it wasn't Lashon HaKodesh. Whatever. Part Lashon HaKodesh. The Rambam mentions that some of them, the Pasuk says some of them didn't know Lashon HaKodesh altogether. Doesn't the Rambam quote that Pasuk? What does the Pasuk say?
Yes.
Yeah. So when they saw that, so they had to be misakin. But when it came to brachos, didn't bother.
When it came to brachos?
They weren't misakin. Lashon HaKodesh. They left it. Why weren't they misakin by brachos?
They were misakin in nusach brachos.
Yeah, right. But if you say nusach in any language, it's good.
You say yotzei. Yeah.
Of course, you got to get a good translation. So practically,
at this particular point, we hold in
this. Now, when it comes to tefillah,
yeah,
the Torah wasn't misakin anything because tefillah is kol adam lefitzachas lashana. Okay. Now, that's why. Getting back to the Kasha on our Gemara, that how come the order is misarranged according to Rabbi Akiva? The answer is because tefillah is belayv, and the Torah doesn't dictate when it comes to tefillah.
It's not
the brasha.
Huh.
What?
They don't get involved in that.
No, they don't get involved. Even if you hold tefillahs deraisa, according to the Rambam, but the Torah doesn't get involved in your tefillahs. Your tefillahs, you have to misak yourself. Person. So what happened was that because there was an unfortunate situation that the tachas aloshin got lost, so that's why the second best thing you could do, if you can't do it yourself, so the Anshe Knesset said, don't do it. Because it's belayv. So the Anshe Knesset said, don't, are the ones that are mekayim belayv. Because you can't do it yourself. They had no choice. L'chatchil, they left it, they didn't do that. Why? Because really it's kol adam mufitzachos l'shono. That's part of tefillah. But since the Anshe Knesset Gedolah saw they can't do it, so they had to step in for the people.
Right.
Okay. Now, what was wrong with the mixture of the Lashonos or not Lashon HaKodesh? I mean, you see, the Rambam and Pirshei Mishnayos treats it the same way. It doesn't matter if you don't mix it. Okay. Mm-hmm. What was wrong? What was wrong was because we're saying one time Sapshat Atav Achatan Mikol Ha'anim. The Ramantono Mikola Lashonos. What is the difference between Amim and Lashonos? Okay, so Amim is an official nation. Okay, an official nation like England, Italy, official nation. But the Lashonos are the cultures. Because that was in the Migdal Bavel. That was where they had different, where the cultures were. Ishlo Shono, they were inspired Ishlo Shono Baratso Sam, Lushono Sam. And those, the Lushan is the culture. Every Lushan is a different culture. The French have a different Lushan, it's a different culture. So we, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, raised us above the other cultures. We have a culture of Torah, it's a unique kind of a thing. Okay, so when you mispalel to Hashem, you can't have an eruv of cultures, because when you, since in tefillah being mispalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it's the gavra that's involved, so the gavra can't be involved in other cultures. By Kriyas Shema and Brachos and the other things, it's a Cheftza. It's a Kriyas HaParsha, it's a Cheftza. Okay? So, but by Tefillah is where the Gavra is involved. So in the Gavra, that's why the Rambam says, he says very good, Yishtadel Ma'od Shelo Yispalel Hashem Ela B'Lashon Evri. What's Shalei Yisbala El Hashem? Why did you say Shalei Yisbala El Hashem? Because El Hashem means in tefillah, he's meeting with a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. And there, it'll be a denial of the Ramantan Mikol Lashonos for the Gavra, because the Gavra's, on the contrary, his whole tefillah is Mavobo with all the Lashonos. So it's a Tati Desasri. When it comes to the other things are Heftzos. So that's why the Anshe Knesset Gedolah didn't see to be Nesakin. There was no necessity. Because as he's saying the Parsha, said the Parsha. Okay? But in Tefillah or Kale, over there, that's a special kind of an expression of Tefillah. And that's only with Lashon HaKodesh, with the culture of the Torah. So that's why the Rambam says Yishtadel Ma'od. In other words, he's not saying don't daven, but he's saying you're lacking in tefillah. You're lacking in tefillah if you daven Mishor Lashonos. Bamed Dvar Mamurin is biyachid, but Betzibur not. Why not Betzibur? Rambam says, Tfilas Hatzibur Nishma's Tamit. Nishma's Tamit. So, but...
He said Tfilah Butzibur, no Nishma's Tamit. You go to Itzibur, not Tfilas Hatzibur, right?
I forget the lesson, but the same thing.
Well, it means even if you
spell 10
people...
What's the lesson
around? Tfilas
Hatzibur, right? Shots. Is Nishma's Tamit.
But the individual's field with 10 other people is not. It's no different than the Ephesus.
What, you mean if you got a million?
Yeah. I thought...
The Rambam says, Lefikach Yishtad Ladam Le'Starfas Mamatzibu. Yes, correct. No difference at all between Lashon HaKodesh and between Shal Shanas? Would the Rambam agree with that? But there's no difference at all?
No, it should be better for Rosh Hashanah.
What?
That's what he said, right?
No, you should have Adikim, but I'm telling you, call it Shemar.
Even B'yachad is only like the Chilah.
So I think you're right, but I'm trying to find a proper
right.
expression for it. And maybe it's like this, that the Yachid is Nigrar after the cultures of the other societies. But the Tzibur is not. Do you know what I mean? The Tzibur of Klal Yisrael is not. So if it's B'tzibur, so then it's Mutter. Because you're not going to be Nigrar after the other Lashonos. But the Yachid, because you're aware of the idea that Tzibur, and the Tzibur is a special unique entity of Klal Yisrael, you're aware of that. But B'yachid, you're in your own mind. And in your own mind, you nigrar after the culture. So when you use the language, it affects you in terms of who you are. What culture are you from? But when you have a tzibur, so the tzibur is the tzibur of Klal Yisrael, and even though you're using a Lashon that's lag, but it's but still the tzibur holds you to the culture of Klal Yisrael. Tzibur holds you.
That was
but
the
I would still say that the Rambam would be moda that it's superior for the tzibur to be as follow the Lashon HaKodesh. Because then it's definitely more mahuda. It's definitely more mahuda for Lashon HaKodesh because that's the Lashon of the culture. But it's not ma'akev in the tzibur. Okay, because the tzibur is not nigra. That's why I think the Rambam didn't bring it down at all in the Psak. Because he didn't, if he did, he would be promoting Tfilah B'Tzibur B'Shal Hashanos. I didn't want to do that. So that's why he omitted it. He doesn't have it all in the Yad, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's only B'Shas HaTchak that you could do it. B'Tzibur, it's okay. But B'Yachid, even B'Shas HaTchak, it's incomplete.
I thought he said Lo Mishtadel. He doesn't say it's Asa.
He doesn't say it's Asa, but Lo Mishtadel means it's lacking.
Lacking.
But it's
yeah, so what's a better lack?
Lacking in the
what's a better lack? Not to do it at all? Or
no, that's why, he says do it in English.
But what do you say about Tzibur? That the Ram holds that really the Kachil of the Tzibur should be spelled Lashon HaKodesh also?
Absolutely.
So why did he bring that down?
No, he's just saying it doesn't have the chesaron that the Anshei Knesset Hagdola came in to correct, which says a person is nigrar after the culture. That's B'yachid, a person's known to us, but he's with a whole tzibur of Klal Yisrael, he's not going to be nigrar after the culture.
So,
okay.
So the nation of the culture he's going to remove himself from because of the tzibur, the power of the tzibur.
Why don't you say it's worse that really the whole tzibur was nigrar after
We're Malamitz Chosin players.
Now, when he's talking about the Tfilas, when he says the Tfilas at Tzibur is Nishmas, what about if the Tfilas of the Tzibur is being Tzibala for a Yachid?
That sounds good.
That's a good thing. So it makes sense that if they feel that it's like a tinyus or something for an individual,
right.
And misbal for that's the only time for a Yachid to be Nishmas, is it's the whole Tzibur is involved for the Yachid.
Right.
then have them misspell for what are they supposed
to
do?
Misspell for Mishabera.
Well, that's why they introduced the Mishabera. But I guess the way to do it would be that everyone in the Shemona Esrei should be misspell.
Whoa. But that's not the Tefillah Tzitzibah, that's the...
No, but the Rambam does say that is. You just quoted before. The Rambam says, Lefika Pishtal Vadam Misspell and Natsibah. Because Tefillah Tzitzibah Nishpal and Nishma Tzibah.
Yeah, that the Tefillah Tzitzibah means Chazar Sashat. It's not your individual Tefillah with the Tzibah.
No, wasn't that the whole thing?
No, even your individual tefillah of the tzibur. It's all part, you're all part of the tefillah of the tzibur.
That's considered the tefillah part of it.
That concept of...
Right.
But we're learning the chiyuv for Zichrono Shofaros Kedushas Hayom.
They did it according to an objective. They say there is an objective.
Yes.
And presumably, actually, they are trying to figure out that order.
Right. No. The order is the order that makes sense.
So it makes sense Kedushas Hayom first?
If that makes sense.
That's what they did, right?
That's why you had a machlokes here.
But Kedushas Hayom is definitely coming before...
You have to come to it with your own ideas.
You're saying the Torah is not presenting it in order at all. There's just
the
like, no,
saying,
say it at all.
The order is your
you
order.
You can't get involved. That's
what you have to figure it out. The Torah is not going to give
that's
you...
That's right. You have to figure it out.
Perfection.
I mean, that's the way Halacha works, though. That's what Moshe says in the beginning of the Sefer. That you'll say that maybe it's wrong, but that's the emes. The emes is you have to figure it out.
So their machlokas was not, they're not trying to say which one would the Torah say first. Would it be based on the objective of the day, or would it be based on the halachic vehicle? They're saying the Torah didn't even give an order. They
right.
just said it, and we're trying to figure out for...
It only gave the elements.
They derived the order from Sukkim, the Yid Chedek Amar Megillah. They're deriving the order from all these psukim of first you do this, then you do this. It's based on psukim.
Which one?
The Gemara Megillah, the Anshei Knesset, when they said Birchas Brachos.
Al Seder.
So they derive the Seder from psukim in Torah.
Yeah, but that's their own limud. That's their own limud. Tefillah has to be your ideas. So the Anshei Knesset does supply the ideas. And they took certain sukkim and they said that was a limud.
So what are they arguing about, whether Shvisim and Melacha comes first or Kedushas Hayom? There's no Shvisim and Melacha in Shemoneh Esrei. What's the difference which one comes first? Is it totally separate? Just say, alright, we know Kedushas Hayom from the Torah, and where to put it in Shemoneh Esrei is a totally different question. Why would it matter which one?
But Akiva is not saying put Malchus last.
Right, but what's the argument? Which
the
one
argument
would be first?
Is in darshaning the pasuk, you darshan the pasuk that the first that's a theoretical argument because do you darshan the pasuk according to the structure of the yom, and what do you encounter in the first substance of structure
right.
is the yisum malacha. What do you darshan the pasuk according to the objective, which is lahalo zechronet.
Right, but where everything in tefillah is a totally separate.
That's it. But when it comes to tefillah, to say tefillah, the Torah is not masada tefillah.
So if we didn't
have Torah is not masada tefillah. Tefillah is ish kifitzachos l'shanah.
If we didn't have this pasuk at all, then would this would have still been the right thing to do? I mean, this is what Dr. Kinsigal should have, in a sense, should have come up with.
What about a chol?
Which word? Which word?
Like the fact that it's here. Like he was asked before, is it a smachta or is it me the rice thick? I guess is the chiyuv coming from here? Do we need the Torah to tell us machis achronos and shofros?
The elements.
Or is
the elements. The elements. The Torah tells you the elements. Imru lefonai malchis shetam lechuni alecha. Zachronos shetal zachonei chem lefonai ubameh b'shofar. So the Torah has a formula.
Shevach
Bekashanot
Da, is that Seder,
that Seder's Doraisa? Shevach, I think Shevach first, you mean, and then Tefillah?
Shevach Bekashanot Da. I mean, there's a chumism.
I think that is true.
There's a chumism, I think, in Brachos, whether you first do Shevach and then Bekash or Bekash and Shevach.
Right. So apparently it's not.
That's just
Tefitzach Lashana.
Right.
So he didn't say there was no Seder in the Atachonin and Ober Brachos. He said, Kvitzah was a Shana.
Right, so the Torah never really legislates a seder.
Never legislates.
It's not even a question. The Torah can't be deep.
Doesn't legislate a seder in Torah. Just the idea of Torah.
The elements that are required, it does.
The elements, yes.
But how you order them, it doesn't do that.
No. Does that bother you?
Yeah.
Why? It's an exercise of perfection. Perfection by definition, you have to achieve.
With the elements, it does.
Yeah, okay.
I guess it makes sense. Yeah. But you need a seder. It's just it left up to the individual to be misaver the elements. I mean, that comes up at Tzachas Hashem of the seder.
Well, you just need a seder because practically you need a seder. And then it's up to you to put it into the correct seder. What you think is correct.
But there's a better seder and a worse seder, right? I mean, it's part of Tzachas Hashem.
We'll go into that. We'll go into that tomorrow. Yeah. Just a second. Think about the tomorrow, okay? Another question is, Rabbi Bol raised this question, it's a good question. Question is, why is it that by Malchus, Achronos, and Shofros, you have such an elaboration? Torah and Vim, Tzuvim, why don't you have an elaboration on Atachon, Wanda, Alon, Das? Other tools.
You mean every day?
Yeah. Every day. Why is there only an elaboration here?
Specifically, Pesukim he's asking, or just the everything, the whole, it's a long bracha.
The in other words, there's an elaboration of Pesukim.
Okay.
Why do you have an elaboration? Lodom Das, Kamash Neva.
Well, here the Kedusha Sayyam is Malchus. I mean, every day Malchus is universalist sense. Here it's relativistic. It's more of a.
All right, think about it a little more. Think about it. Don't jump for an answer.